Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Keeping things flowing. Like water through your pipes. And water down your drains.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
And phone numbers through your brain. Call today.
Sweet dudes. We're back. Hockey dudes. Epi took a week off. I don't even know what happened last week.
We had a lot going on.
Just some stuff, man. We just got stuff going on all the time.
You had a like a 6-day golf tournament to attend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you were out most of the days.
Yeah. The Memorial was a ball kicker as far as getting stuff done for this.
Yes.
And next week's also tough because it's vacation week for me. So
brutal. We're just in that season.
Just appreciate our voices while you can hear them.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get them a lot after this. Until I get back from vacation, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're doing good. We're doing better. We're doing better this time this year than we were last time last year.
I think we're doing better this year than collectively the last, 3 years.
Absolutely. We're just pumping out epis, and we got a lot of things to talk about. We miscommunicated big time because I was under the impression I was supposed to wait to watch Star Wars till you watched it. So I did wait, but then you've watched it now.
Yeah.
So I could have watched it last night.
Well, I just know when I get home, if the missus is there, there's no chance I watch Star Wars today. So I got home from work and said, this is my chance.
Yeah, I know what that's like. You haven't done the trick where you just watch whatever you want to watch on your own phone while she watches what she wants to watch?
I have. Well, I've done that with hockey. I turn it on my laptop, but I feel like I wanted this to be on the big screen.
You want that to be on the big screen. Yeah. I understand. Yeah.
There's other things. Like in Indians games, I'll watch on the laptop. Because, that's not that big. It's just on. I just need it to the side.
My eyeballs are going to need a timeout by the time June comes to an end because, I mean, first of all, I'm still trying to finish Pirates of the Caribbean right before vacation. That's been a personal goal of mine. I think we all need to set personal goals for ourselves and achieve them.
The missus did that 2 weeks ago.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
All of them.
What's with women just liking Pirates of the Caribbean right now? Is it really the Johnny Depp trial?
It's got to be. 1,000%.
They're like, do they look at him? Because he did not look good. He looks like an old guy, right?
Yeah. Age is not doing him well right now.
It's not doing him well. Do they think that they just look at... Are women just talking together man, this guy used to be a man rocket. And they're all we need to see what he looked like.
At one of his peaks.
And he was peaking.
Yeah.
Probably
they're just really good movies, though.
They're great movies.
So
they're great movies.
I mean, you can't go wrong with that. Same thing with National Treasure. Nick Cage was never really a man rocket, but that's when he was pumping out really good movies.
Yeah, he was pumping out movies. I've noticed watching Pirates of the Caribbean, every single movie is surrounded the pirates are trying to save Jack a lot. You know, they're trying to save Jack Sparrow, but there's no real reason why.
No.
They just want to save him.
He would never return the favor.
No, absolutely not.
He would never return the favor.
He also provides zero value when he is on your team.
Because he's just
looking out. He's just looking out for himself.
And he's just absolutely annihilated.
He provides nothing but comedic relief.
Especially in number 5. He's just absolutely on one the entire movie.
But think about it. And by the time you get to number 5, that dude's gotten eaten by a kraken.
He's seen some shit.
You don't mind the guy just slugging some beers.
Yeah, no, he's seen a lot.
At that point in his career, he thought he would be the captain of the Flying
Dutchman.
And,
they're just really appealing movies to the eye.
Great.
They're
movies.
In the sea. They're Caribbean Sea, so it's just really appealing to the eye.
You can almost smell the salt in the air coming from the TV.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, yeah, so that's Pirates Talk. I definitely was on my checkbox to get that going. Did that. Stranger Things
Where are you
is
at?
Out. What?
Where are you at in it?
I have about 45 minutes left in World's End.
Okay.
So I'm a little over halfway through the series.
Yeah.
So, and I got
some work to do.
I got some work to do in the next 2 days. We got Stranger Things out. I've heard that's very spooky.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Something about a clock.
Yeah, there's a grandfather clock that just keeps bonging.
Wait, what kind of bonging? Like,
just bong.
Is bonging itself, or it's like doing a beer bong? Both. That'd be a crazy thing to walk into.
The dude that comes with the grandfather clock, he's knocking you out. So both.
Okay. Also, was there something about bodies falling from a ceiling? Something.
A lot of some bodies fall from the sky. Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Sure.
This dude will mess you up.
Okay.
The bad guy, he'll mess you up.
It's not the Mind Flayer, right? It's a different bad guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Russian.
No.
No.
I mean, I don't want to spoil it for you. Are you going to really watch it?
I'm going to at some point.
Okay.
Watch it.
I don't want to spoil it for you.
Fair enough. I respect that. But then we got.
Just be ready. There's some like Last Jedi vibes in the sense that like there's some scenes you're like that like didn't really do anything.
Sure.
You know, like it's just like you kind of long episodes.
Well, once you get 4 seasons deep into a Goonies movie, it's
very
basically what it is.
Well, in very
Goonies.
Long episodes, they got stuck with COVID, I think. Like, so they really had to like they're really trying to pump these things out now because they didn't do anything during COVID, and like kids grow up.
Some places succeed. Some movies have succeeded though through COVID, like Top Gun. Top Gun, remember that was supposed to drop like 2019.
Yeah, but I'm saying like since this whole thing is around kids, kids grow up, so they're trying to get as much content out of them before they get too old that you're like those aren't kids.
They're trying to suck them dry. Yeah.
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 That's what I think they're trying to do.
Okay.
I still really much enjoyed it. Part 2 of season 4 comes out in July.
Oh, yeah, part 1 and part 2. Okay.
So, you have like 7 episodes in part 1.
Yeah.
And then there's more episodes coming in part 2.
I'm also just too busy just watching Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
You got to watch Epi 4. You've watched Epi 4. I've only watched Epi 3, but Epi 3 was enough to stew on for a long time.
Episode 4 is good. It's hard to, like it's not as good as 4, but like
it's
I was
as good as 3.
3. But like I wasn't like I didn't think I kind of expected that like they weren't just going to go balls to the wall.
It's like halftime.
Yeah.
It's like halftime.
Yeah,
like,
this is honestly halftime.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, stuff. Great stuff. That was great movie talk. Peaky Blinders coming tonight.
Freaking George, yeah. He's like, George texted me today. He's like, I got to start binging season 4 Peaky Blinders. Like,
new
season comes out.
You're done,
like,
buddy.
Damn. Like, you got a lot of work to do.
You're done.
This is season 6, dude.
Very, very bingeable show, though.
Absolutely.
You can
get lost
that. Yeah.
In it.
Yeah.
You can get... Long eppies, though. Like, you got to put some time.
They are commitments. And in between all this, we got hockey. Yeah, but even though hockey's dying down, this is the brutal part of the year where...
It's every other day now.
Could you imagine the legwork we would be putting into the season if the Coats were still alive?
A ton.
I'd be tired, brother. I'd be exhausted.
Be some late games.
Oh, really?
Because every game starts at 8,
yeah,
even East Coast.
East Coast. And the NBA is doing that bull crap too, man. Like, the NBA finals started at 9 o'clock last night. They're playing in Boston.
Yeah, that's a late one if you went to the game in Boston.
Yeah.
Freaking Californians just got to ruin it all by making everything start late for us.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I think Midwest time... zone would be the best. You're kind of in the middle of everything.
Right. I've heard Central Time Zone is the best time zone.
Like, it's not like the East Coast games aren't going to be like that early for you, and the West Coast games won't be that late for you.
What you're really saying is you just want to move to Chicago.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Fair enough. But yeah, so we already got one team in the SCF, the Avs.
Yeah,
huge of us, though, by the way. And I was going to bring this up last week if we would have had an epi. Shout out the Memorial. We were dead right with the teams. We said we wanted to pick teams, not Scratch, and Scratch would have been Bolts Avs.
Yeah.
And we both, I picked Oilers.
And they, I mean, we got to, we're both in the conference finals.
You're welcome. You're welcome for the money we
so
put in your pocket.
So we essentially, like, were right.
We called our shot.
We said we know the Bolts and the Avs are going to make the finals, but we're going to make picks that aren't that.
And people are sitting there thinking, well, that was easy. You only had to predict two rounds. Well, no, actually, if the Oilers would have gotten to the Stanley Cup final, I would have taken a step back and been like, I didn't even see this coming.
Yeah.
I predicted it, but I didn't
and
see this coming.
It was not easy work. The Rangers have been in two series that went seven.
The Rangers could still get to the SCF. They're not
and
dead.
And the Oilers, like, they went to seven with L.A. I don't know what happened to Calgary. They just pumped them. That was their Stanley Cup.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The Battle of Alberta
was that was Mike Smith's Stanley Cup.
That was just Edmonton's Stanley. It was the Battle of Alberta.
That was Edmonton's and Mike Smith's Stanley Cup. I don't think it was McDavid's Stanley Cup.
No.
I mean, they scored five goals in game four and still lost that game. Scored five goals, brother, in a playoff game and still lost. I was checking it out. I think pretty much 100% of the Oilers fans left that night saying, damn, I wish we had a goalie.
Or any defenseman. Just and any defenseman.
Honestly, you would have boon-swandled the league if you would have won a Stanley Cup with Mike Smith.
You like, what?
You would have. I said boon-swandled. You would have... I don't know. You would have swindled the league. You would have cracked the code. You would have needed some sort of hex on some other teams if you would have won the Stanley Cup with Mike Smith as
would
your goalie.
Would he have been like? I wonder if he how like what's the oldest goalie to win a Stanley Cup?
I don't know, but it's just Mike Smith. He gives up the worst goals.
Absolutely.
Like,
but he can sauce the puck.
He can pass.
He can pass.
What if they get a new goalie next year and like they score two goals a game on average because they're not getting passes up from Mike Smith?
What if they hire Torts as their head coach and strictly defense?
Oh, trades Connor McDavid.
Oh yeah, he would. You know he
for Boone for Boone Jenner.
Yeah, and Big Josh Anderson.
Oh, what's up, Mrs. H? We're back in the house, checking out the dog. Tom, I looked it up, by the way. Where do you think, so 28 goalies have participated in this Stanley Cup playoffs. Where do you think Mike Smith ranks on GA?
On God?
On GA. Goals against
average.
Oh, I
thought you said God.
On God, yeah. On God and on GA. Where does he rank?
This Stanley Cup playoffs?
This Stanley Cup playoffs.
26th.
He ranks 18th. So not as bad as that. But there are
like three-fourths of the
literal backup goalies of other teams that are already out of the playoffs that did better than him.
Deming. Is Deming above him?
No.
Dang.
Deming is...
DeSmith?
Casey DeSmith is not on here. I don't know. He definitely played, right?
Is Vavs number one?
Bennington.
He was pretty.
He was cracked.
He was pretty good.
He was cracked. Ottinger was number two. Ottinger was also cracked.
Yeah, he made so many saves.
Vassie is fourth on the list.
Ottinger made so many saves.
A lot
in
of
one
saves.
Round.
A lot of saves. So just interesting statistics.
This dude sucks.
Oh, Cameron Smith. Yeah. So Cameron Smith. So
absolute fraud.
Tommy and I were at the Memorial on Sunday, and we went into the tournament saying,
"I
think it's
Cameron
Smith."
Is that Aaron Rodgers?
No, it's Aaron Rodgers' brother.
It looked just like him.
Yeah, it does look like him. Yeah, Cameron Smith, not good.
Fraud.
I'm
absolute fraud.
He was like 8 over on day 4.
I am never gonna bet on him ever again.
He's failed me on so many Sundays. Sunday, Cameron Smith, not clutch.
Terrible.
Patrick. Yeah. So yeah, but congrats to the Oilers for being the best Canadian team.
Yeah. Just another year, a Canadian team doesn't win the Stanley Cup.
And
a tale old as time at this point.
Yeah, tale old as time. I honestly, as much as I want the tale to end, I'm happy to see it keep going. It's
yeah,
a fun
no,
tale.
I don't want it to end.
Yeah, it's a fun tale.
Screw them.
Just screw Canada?
Yeah.
Just all around?
All of them.
Why?
I don't know.
It's just kind of funny, right?
At USA, this point, baby.
It's not even like we're mad at them. Like, it's just funny.
Yeah.
Like your
they
sport.
Get the gold medals.
They do get big boy golds, yeah. They get big boy golds.
So we get the cup.
Yeah, we get
Screw
the cup.
Them.
I think it's an even deal. Maybe
Absolutely.
One day we'll take gold from them.
That'd be cool.
Maybe one day we'll have an Olympics.
Yeah, with NHL. Maybe we'll just get to see NHL players play for a country again.
Maybe we'll just get to watch hockey in June and it matter, i.e. the Coats.
Yes.
I'd like to see it. Like I said, I'd be drained right now, brother. Like, I have actually thought about it. If the Blue Jackets were playing right now, think about how long ago, think about how long it's been since the Blue Jackets season ended.
2 months.
So many months. That's a lot of months of no hockey.
For us.
For us.
Yeah, but honestly, by the time the CF ends, the SF ends, it'll be like a couple months and they're right back.
Right back. It's actually kind of good. The Jackets are doing it right by not making the playoffs.
Take a year off.
Take a year. Well, this would be 2 years
yeah,
off.
Yeah, take 2 years off.
Take 2 years
last
off.
Last year didn't count. It was a shortened season.
We had a lot of shit going on. There was a lot of...
It was still a pandemic.
We had, like, Pierre-Luc Dubois wanting traded middle of the season. Yeah. Torts was benching everybody
Buddy,
possible.
Everybody. We were still in a pandemic.
He was like, if you're good at hockey, you're not playing for my team.
Yeah, no, sit down, son.
Sit down.
You're not playing today.
And then Larson stepped in and was like, what if I just played the good players?
What if I just let the good players play offense? We score. Who would have thought?
There's no way he did any coaching this year. He just stood on that bench and just watched everything happen.
The only coaching he did was he told the guys, hey, do exactly the opposite of what you were told to do last year.
Speaking of which, the Cleveland Monsters hired a new coach. Trent Volgenhuber.
Never heard of him.
The guy's from Dublin.
Really? I did read that.
Look at us. Just setting up an absolute wall around the state of Ohio saying we are the state of hockey.
That could either be good or bad.
And I didn't even put this together. I'm actually probably an awful podcast host for not knowing this. But Jared Bednar, the guy, you know, the one guy that has a team in the Stanley Cup playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Or the Stanley Cup finals already. Yeah. Head coach of the Colorado Avalanche. I texted you this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He was the head coach of the 2016.
Yeah, I never would have known that.
Never knew that.
Never even considered that.
Instead, we got Power Goatee
like,
Brad Larson.
Like, if we're gonna talk down on John Cooper, I mean, is he really doing that much coaching with the team he's got?
Nobody's coaching. Nobody's coaching.
He's got a wagon of a team. He doesn't have to do anything.
No, nobody's coaching.
So
it's the coaches who coach too much
that
are bad coaches.
Yes, yes.
Don't coach.
Just stand there with your suit and do nothing.
And that's why John Cooper, like, he looks at himself as like, wow, I'm a really good coach.
Freaking.
And whenever things go sour, he sits there and that's
freaking
what,
last game, they were, like, putting stuff up on the Jumbotron. The fans were reacting, and he was just looking up at the Jumbotron the entire time.
Just scratching his butt.
Yeah.
Like, what
just
am I going
to do? Just watching the Jumbo.
What am I going to do right now?
He's more worried about the Jumbotron.
He's probably he's probably like waving to the t-shirt cannon guy whenever they
like,
do the t-shirt.
Like, hey, give
cannon.
Me a t-shirt.
Yeah, come on. Why don't you want over here?
Well,
why
like,
not?
Give me one.
Like, Coop, you're coaching.
Well, we can just give you one back here.
Coop looks at him like, I'm the coach. Like,
you
are the coach.
I don't want to be handed a shirt. I want to be shot a shirt.
Like, what do you think he says in a huddle? Like, when here's the thing. He's never been in this situation because when has Tampa Bay ever needed like a late-minute goal to tie it? You know, like I'm saying, like when you're in a
against
timeout,
us.
Empty net. Yeah, and he scratched his butt a whole lot.
He had no idea what was happening.
It was ass scratch
had
city.
Zero idea what was going on.
Yeah.
Throttled him.
Do they got hockey boards around the?
I think they do.
At the Canadian Open.
They absolutely do. That's electric.
They got
an ice rink.
They got an ice rink.
They got an ice rink.
This might be my favorite tournament.
Yeah, we might have to go.
They're playing in Toronto.
The guys are just refs.
Oh my gosh. What's going on right now? This is the PGA Tour's answer to the LIV Tour.
To the LIV Tour. Let's just put hockey boards everywhere.
And it's working.
It's
right
got
now.
Me into it.
That's
now.
Got me. You see that they're doing the whole crane thing? They're doing
Oh yeah, you sent me that.
They're doing
How much do you think that ticket costs?
Probably like 150 at least.
And is there a bar and food up there?
They're all sitting at the table. They're like sitting at a table.
Like, do I have to keep going up and down to get like drinks?
Well,
and
no,
food?
You're only up there for like 30 minutes.
Oh,
apparently.
Okay. Yeah. It's not the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too scary for me.
What if it's a windy day?
Yeah, I'm not down for like this whole suspended air thing.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to be in the air, I need to be moving fast.
Or, like, in an enclosed building.
Yes. Yeah, enclosed building that I know is not going to...
just fall over.
Like, it's supposed to be in the air. Like, yeah. A tower, that's supposed to be there.
Like, it takes a lot of effort to get this thing
down. A crane holding a table full of 40 people on it.
Gust of wind just...
not supposed to be there.
Yeah. That would be scary.
That would be very scary.
I'd like to try it, though.
Would you try skydiving?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I feel it'd be cool.
Yeah.
Different view of the planet.
Yeah, it would be a different view of the planet.
Like, I mean, I don't feel like there's that many greater dangers than going to space.
Right. I
didn't
say go to space.
There's less dangers.
I didn't say go to space, though.
I know, I'm just comparing the two. Like, you talk about, like, we talk about all the time going to space.
I would go to space, yeah.
I feel like that's just as, like, deathly as skydiving.
Yeah, but can't you get the same view of the planet from an airplane? Do you have to jump towards
the Earth?
You're too high.
Too high?
Yeah, maybe.
Too high.
Maybe. I feel like I'd be so worried about when do I pull the parachute that I wouldn't get to enjoy it, though.
Well, I just have, like, a guy next to me, like, hey,
that's
pull
kinda
it.
That's kind of sus, though.
What?
It's kind of sus. Like, you just spooning a guy in the air?
No, I don't want him spooning me.
Yeah, that's
I just,
what you do. You spoon.
Yeah, but I would
you
want...
you spoon it, a guy in the
I
air.
Would want it to be, like, we each have our own pack, and he just, like, looks over at me and just, like, gives me, like,
what if you
the
lose
trucker
him?
Horn
what if you
sound?
Lose him?
I would hope he's trained enough to get back to me.
What if you're not trained enough? You're too busy looking at the sky that you're like realize like, oh shoot, I haven't been paying attention.
Well, then I would just start pulling cords.
Pulling cords.
And then if that doesn't work, well then,
GG's.
See ya.
It was a good game.
Yeah, see ya. I won't be on the pod anymore.
Handshake lines.
Yeah, I won't be on this podcast anymore.
Unreal. So this is the 16th par three, and I've noticed this at golf tournaments. They're starting to do this thing where they have one par three that is like their signature. Like, we're going to make this the most gimmicky par three as far as the fans. Like, 17th at a, or 16th at a, the Waste Management.
Like, just a ton of seats. Stadium seats.
The 17th at Sawgrass.
Now we're banging the boards.
They're banging the boards, and that's what the Canadian Opens is. They said, we're just going to line it with hockey boards.
They should give all the people on the board sticks to tap the boards. Stick taps.
This is cool, man. I like what they're doing here. I like this. Cameron Smith, there's no way he puts this on the green, right?
Well, it's not Sunday.
This is Thursday, Cameron. You're right.
He's plus three already, so yeah, he's still an absolute fraud. What number's even next to his name? Like, just dead? Fraud?
114. Yo, smoked it, right?
See ya. It's going to hit someone.
Sand.
Yep. Get your flip-flops.
Sam, Anakin doesn't like that one.
No. He would not play that hole.
I don't think I got anything more else to say as far as the hockey goes.
Cale Makar, very good.
Yeah.
Conn Smythe. I listened to the Chicklets. It's like plus 210 for the Avs to win the cup. And the guy was like, why bet that when you can bet Cale Makar to win Conn Smythe for like plus 700.
Oh, that's a good snipe.
Because like,
you
got to win the cup to, you essentially have to win the cup to win the Conn Smythe.
And they do like to give it to defensemen.
Well,
if you're good to
offense. He's just been the best player.
Yeah, he has been
like,
the best player.
Like, he's just flat out been the best player.
One thing I forgot about when I was looking at the Avs this past series is that they still have Gabriel Landeskog and Mikko Rantanen. Like, they really stuck out in game four. And game three.
Landeskog has stuck out for me the whole series. Rantanen has, he's been hit or miss.
But they just have moments where I'm like, oh shit! Like I, pardon my language, I don't know why.
Bleep that out.
Yeah, I'll bleep it. They just have moments where I'm like, oh, I forgot that that.
Well,
guy
yeah,
because like
you
of
just think
McKinnon
and Makar, Kadri being out might be tough if he is out.
Can you agree though? Yes. Do I want the Rangers in? Because I'm sick of John Cooper. I'm sick of watching him scratch his butt on the bench. Can you agree though that for this era of the NHL, it would be nice to see Avs Bolts in the Stanley Cup final, like to see that Stanley Cup final, to see those two teams meet up.
Well, you'd have the best players. Like, yeah, I think Panarin's banged up right now, so
he's been banged up.
Like, he's not playing like how he was
right
here, like, or just even last year. Mika's good, Kreider's good, Trouba and Adam Fox are good,
yeah. And then the kid line.
The kid line, but like when you think all world players, like you, that are left in the like the playoffs, you think Bolts.
You want Bolts apps. You want Bolts apps. That's why I think we're in a win-win right now.
Especially if Braden Point comes back.
Yeah, that'd be. It's gonna be a great.
Absolutely
series.
Crazy that they're still going this deep without Braden Point.
Yeah, remember there was like 2 years ago. I thought he should have won the Conn Smythe. And you're like, no, it's Hedman. I was like, I don't know, man. I think it should be Braden Point. And then they gave it to Hedman. I was like, damn it.
Because he was just eating everybody.
He was eating everybody. But
except David Savard.
But Braden Point at that time, I was like, dude, he's literally putting up like Crosby numbers right now.
They've been doing, but like, I think it's insane that they've been still going on this run without him.
Do they need him? That's the question. Trade him to the Coats.
I would absolutely love
that. We can find one more Riley Nash to give you.
Yeah, I told you that.
Yeah.
I never fact-checked it. I swear that was him.
Okay. We are a hockey podcast that does not know if Riley Nash is playing for the Tampa Bay Lightning right now.
I think
that's
the only game he's played.
Gun to your head, yes or no. Is he playing for the – is he rostered by the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Why? What's the appeal to this guy? You used to be on this guy so hard. What does he do?
I wasn't hard on him. I was hard for him when we...
Yeah, you were hard for him.
That was George.
And you.
No.
You supplemented it, for sure.
Oh, well, you were comparing him to someone else. Who are you?
Alexander Wimberg.
Oh, I mean, we both lost that
fight.
Yeah,
we did. He is rostered by the Tampa Bay Lightning, and he has played 2 playoff games.
Okay, I saw
positive plus minus and 2 PIMs. Great job getting on the stat sheet.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I want to see. If I'm going to look at your name.
I saw him in his second game.
With Pat Maroon.
Yeah.
The big rig.
The big rig's cooking.
Yeah.
I would love to let John Cooper aside. It would be awesome to see Pat Maroon win a 4th cup in a row.
Well, he's a dynasty.
Right now, without it.
It would be nice, like, yeah, no. If yeah,
outside of Cooper, Pat Maroon winning 4 in a row would like
and drunk Cooch, I'm drunk okay Cooch. With,
but like Pat Maroon's like he's really good, like he's stayed around, he's won cups, but like when you think of the best players ever, this guy's won 4 cups. He doesn't like you wouldn't think Pat Maroon best player.
You
like,
could sneak his name onto a short list of best hockey players of all time, is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying he's the exact opposite.
I know, but I'm saying because of how many cups
now
he's won
can.
Anymore, you could be like Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux,
Pat Maroon,
Jaromir Jagr,
Mark Messier, Kane, or
you just
Crosby,
sneak him in there, yeah.
Pat Maroon again,
Eric Lindros, like you could just throw.
Like if he
Pat
wins
Maroon
this year, he has
4 cups.
He has 3 more cups than Alexander Ovechkin.
It's a lot of cups, brother.
He's got more. Lemieux only won 2 cups, right? He's got more cups than
Lemieux.
Is he
better than Kane for best player of the decade?
I mean, according to NBC Sports' article, yeah.
Pat Maroon's Canadian, right?
No, he's from St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, he is from St. Louis. Oh, I'm the biggest Pat Maroon fan.
Yeah, he's American.
He's also so fat, too. Like, when his pads are off.
He's so fat.
He looks skinnier when he's in hockey gear.
Yeah. Like, he looks like he should be playing at Iceworks.
He's probably lost some weight, but this picture, some of these pictures of him when he was with the Blues, fat.
Yeah. Like, he has the body of a beer league player.
I do love him. I want him on my team.
4 cups in a row.
Yeah, let's make it 5 with the Coats.
I think he's, like, there for next year, too.
He's there forever. He's found his home.
What?
He's found his home. He's there forever.
He's living in Florida winning cups.
He's printing cups right now.
Yeah.
He works for a 3D cup printer.
Must be nice.
It must be nice.
Wouldn't know.
We could coach that team to victory.
Oh, absolutely.
I agreed, like, hockey coach would be the easiest sport to coach.
Yeah.
Way easier than baseball. You don't got to think about
baseball
pitchers.
Baseball, there's so many pinch, like, pinch runner, pinch hitter.
The hardest decision you have to make as a coach is talking to your goalies.
Yeah.
Hey, and like, who's feeling good today?
And, like, who do you want on the fourth line?
And if you have a Pat Maroon on your team, you're just like, all right, I'm good.
And Corey Perry.
Yeah, this is fine.
Football, there's a lot of schemes, a lot of matchups. Yeah, pretty much hockey.
Just stand
I
on
feel
the
like basketball's up there, too.
The hardest part of your day is putting on a suit.
What's easier, basketball or hockey? Basketball, if you get...
Basketball, the players definitely look to you in moments. Like, I feel like they definitely... And you got to manage egos a lot more.
Yeah.
Like, you got to manage ego playing time.
I'd say the hardest thing about being a hockey coach, could be dead wrong, is just matchups. Like, what line do you want out against which line? Because it's not always the best line against the best line.
Yeah, but yeah, that's fair. But
I'd say that's the hardest thing.
Sometimes you just do who's ever hot. Like, sometimes absolutely. Like, screw it. I'm just going to put Jack Roslovic out there right now. Or, you know, F it. Cole Sillinger. Why don't you just go against Sidney
like,
Crosby
the
right
whole,
now?
Like... Home team gets gets last switch, so like trying to like I guess that would I think that'd be the hardest part.
Speaking of which, Roslovic signed,
2 years,
$4 million a year.
He ended the year hot.
Decent deal.
Yeah, ended the year hot.
He's gonna suck at the beginning of next year.
He better not.
He's gonna suck.
Probably.
He is a.
I don't think he sucked at the beginning of the year.
He's a Sunday Rory vibes coming
like,
from him.
Beginning the first half of the year, he just played solid, like, D for a forward, which isn't ideal sometimes. But then at the end of the season, he kind of put it together. So you really hope he just starts that next year.
I should actually back down on what I said. He didn't suck last year. You're right. He just played, like, good hockey.
Like,
and didn't get on the score sheet a
like
whole
the first half of the year. He just really wasn't putting himself in a spot to score because he was just playing so conservative. I think
he was playing very conservative.
He was playing just smart.
He didn't want to make any mistakes.
Yeah,
you can tell he probably really wanted to be our number one C because he
and
knew
then
that spot was
at
open.
The second half of the year, like, Boone was out, so he was getting more time with the big boys and he was able to, you know, play more offensively.
I saw CBJ Artillery, they're famously, you know, we're just gonna ride what's ever hot. And obviously everyone's talking about Roslovic, so let's throw this poll up. Who do you like better, Roslovic or Boone Jenner? And Boone Jenner, like, 82 to 17%.
Yeah, like, well, he's cleaned, been around longer.
Just cleaned up that poll.
Yeah.
A better hockey player.
Yeah. Way more physical.
I don't know, though, because Roslovic can be pretty good if he tries to be good on
like,
offense.
Like, I think sometimes he just tries too hard. I think there's more offensive upside to Roslovic than Boone Jenner.
But Boone Jenner also tries extremely hard, too, on offense.
Yeah, but I think, like, what you see is, like, is his peak. Like, he's, like he's going to plateau at – like, he was going to have a breakout offensive year this year. I think that's, like, what you're going to – you could consistently get out of him. I think Jack Roslovic.
Jack Roslovic.
Yeah. That's a tongue one.
No, that was fun.
I think he's got more potential to kind of make plays on his own.
Yeah.
Boone just loves tap-ins.
He loves tap-ins.
Tap and tip-ins.
Speaking of which, when I was playing winger during adult league the other day, I was just waiting for a tap-in.
Are you playing this Sunday then?
No, I'm out.
Rip.
I'm out. I might stay at winger, though. I kind of like it. Anytime
I think it was good. It gave us – I told you that last session.
I just don't
have
to do as much.
Well, and I told you last session, it's just good to have a guy on wing that can skate.
Yeah.
Even though I could not skate.
You guys
got
to pick it up, though, if you're going to be playing
well, dude,
back.
Dude, I was – we'll leave it off air, but I was not in the right state of mind.
No, you were not.
To be playing hockey.
Beer snakes.
But I scored a goal still.
You did score a goal. It's a nice goal. It was a nice goal.
I didn't even see it.
Neither did I.
Didn't even see it.
I thought Schmilo tapped it in, but no.
Everyone just kind of pointed at me. I said, thanks.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, tough loss.
I didn't even watch it on Live Barn.
Tough loss. We're getting to a point where I'm starting to get worried that it might be too hard to win a beer league championship.
Well, dude, I was not in the right state of mind.
Neither was I. Neither was I. But like,
and we were
team
like
was fast, man. There's always teams. There's always a new team that's fast. It's always a new team that's so fast.
But that's the team that usually that we pumped in the barn.
Yeah, but they have multiple guys. They didn't have those super fast dudes.
Yeah. Well, I don't think those guys should be in our league.
No. But we shouldn't be in our league either.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Dude, we weren't in the right state. Like.
Yeah, you're right. We
if we were both
Memorial,
in the
yeah.
right state of mind, we definitely – you would have scored.
Hopefully.
Dude, and their goal – There's no way that was their full-time goalie.
That
he
guy
was
good. He was good, yeah.
Did you see how far he was coming out of the net on the PK?
He called Stronghearts one out. He saw
Cale
McCarr line up way left, and he was
And like when we were on the PK, did you see how far he was – like he was at the blue line.
Yes.
That's how good and confident he was.
We did put a lot more shots on goal than they did.
Like
that's just a story for us.
Well, their goalie won the game.
Yeah.
And like he was just – out of this world good.
But that's enough of hockey that people don't...
10-10 game this week. It's going to be tough.
Yeah. Good luck. I won't be there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I will be more in the right state of mind this week.
Best of luck, Chief. Best of luck.
That was tough.
All sports questions? You want to do some all sports questions?
Sure.
This is just fresh off the dome because George did not text me back in time. The Live Tour. Does it have a chance? Is it going to make it? Over under 1.5 years, the Live Tour.
Over.
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 I think it's got potential.
Over 1.5 years, easy.
I've been saying this. I think it's just like golf is a worldly sport. It's not just America's sport.
Yeah.
I think this is the world being like, you kind of have to share this sport with us. So we're just going to dump a bunch of money into
maybe
it.
Maybe just – it sounds like the PGA just hogs the money. So maybe just actually pay the people.
It's just sad because I don't know if the Memorial is gonna get on the Live Tour.
Doubtful.
Did we watch the last great Memorial?
No, it'll be there next year.
But will it be as big of a field?
My
like,
only
as
thing
good of a
is
field?
Is like the PGA's got to have an answer for this.
And I don't know if hockey boards around the 16th hole at the RBC.
Well, for this
Canadian
week
Open.
It's good.
This good week, start. Good start.
Good start.
Good start
for an answer. So
good
they,
answer.
Even though I don't know if that was the PGA, it more just the Canadian that course and the fact it's in Canada.
Yeah. My other all sports questions. Do you like Draymond Green? Or are you out on him?
I've always been out on
yeah.
him.
Yeah. I like
just
him.
Just whines a ton.
But I like that he just plays football and basketball.
Yeah, but then he whines when people get too physical on him.
That's true. Well, like, does he?
Yeah.
He hasn't been doing that. I'd say Klay Thompson's been more of the whiner this series. Because Klay Thompson famously, when LeBron James was walking off the court and somebody told him.
Zamboni's at the course.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. Unreal.
Bones at the
They
course.
Only care about one thing up there.
Yeah.
They're making that blatantly obvious.
And they ain't winning it this year.
No cups.
So just don't even worry about it. I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, I respect playing football, but like if you're going to play football, don't whine and expect it to get returned.
Speaking of football, Browns winning the AFC North, you want to call it?
No idea.
No idea?
Zero. I don't even know if I'm going to have a quarterback.
His golf swing looked pretty bad.
It was tough. Don't know if I'm going to have a quarter. Dude, the tee markers are goalie masks.
What are we doing
the
right now?
The tee boxes have goalie masks.
Look
at it. Those are goalie
oh
masks.
Oh, my God.
It has amazing. To just be this hole, right? Like, this is like
this
you said,
the
par
hole.
Three. They're, like, trying to make, like, the iconic par three feel.
Well, like, the John Deere Classic, they just have little
the
trackers.
John Deere's everywhere.
They just have little trackers.
I haven't really paid attention to the tee boxes outside of this hole.
At Muirfield, we just have just normal.
Yeah. It's the Masters 2.0.
It's the Midwest Masters.
It is. It's the Masters not in Augusta. But, yeah, don't know if I'm going to have a quarterback. We might just have to go Wildcat
that
all year.
That meme you sent me, it cannot be talked about over
yeah.
the air, but that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. your comment of just Toth.
Yeah, don't know if I'm going to have a quarterback.
Deshaun Watson, good quarterback, but weird dude. You got to just, as a Browns fan, you just got to be just praying to get to the regular season right
just
now,
gotta
right?
Just got to be praying that, like, I have a quarterback.
You will have a quarterback.
Dude,
he's going to be throwing touchdowns for you guys.
My only worry is Calvin Ridley got suspended for a whole year because he bet on games that he wasn't even playing.
The NFL, yeah, but that's a big no-no. Betting is a different no-no.
I don't know.
The NFL has made multiple stances on our players can play even if they've been allegated for bad things.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to have a quarterback. But honestly, if we just go wildcat the entire year with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, I think we still go 500.
There's this guy on TikTok that is making his whole TikTok page dedicated to arguing the fact that Nick Chubb is better than Derrick Henry. It's electric.
Nick Chubb's a really good running back.
He's a really good running back.
Nick Chubb is a fantastic running back.
As long as you got Chubb, you got you're good.
Yeah, am I wrong in saying if we just went wildcat all year with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, we'd go 500?
You'd go 500, yeah. Yeah.
Easily. I think easily.
You went over 500, and you had Baker Mayfield throwing picks for you guys.
With just an obliterated shoulder.
If you could just have a guy back there just taking sacks, that'd probably be more
beneficial.
Yeah,
because we can at least punt it.
It's just like taking a bogey. Getting a yard loss is just taking a bogey.
A sack is just a punch out. You're just underneath a thousand trees, just punch it out.
Yeah, punch it out. Punch it out. Luce, any comments?
Luce is supporting the U.S.
Yeah. So every time we take her groomed, to get her groomed, she always comes back with some sort of festive bow slash a little bandana. And last time it was Easter, so she had little flowers. Now she's just Team USA.
Love it.
That's not making it till USA, though.
Was it there for at least Memorial Day?
No, she just got it today.
Dang. So she does not support the troops.
Yeah, and she definitely supports the troops.
She waited till after Memorial Day?
It's not her fault. It's not her fault. It's our fault.
She could have walked there. She's got four legs.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I wanted to ask you this. Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, the three, like, power cookout holidays.
Absolutely.
Which one, how do you rank them?
Well, am I going off respecting the country or just pure entertainment?
Pure enjoyment.
Pure entertainment enjoyment?
Yeah.
Memorial Day is one.
Really?
It always is everyone always gets the Monday off. 4th of July could fall on a Wednesday.
Wherever. Yeah, you never know where the chips are going to fall.
And then Labor Day is two, because it's always a Monday.
Labor Day is two because football, too.
Yeah.
It's like going.
I could honestly go, I'm a switch. I'm going to call an audible Labor Day one because football, always a Monday, and that's always my birthday weekend.
Nice.
My birthday's always on Labor Day weekend.
There's some bias there.
Birthday's always on Labor Day weekend.
Do you just not like fireworks?
No, I love fireworks. You can do fireworks on all three holidays.
You can't, though.
Yeah, you can.
Memorial Day.
Who's stopping you?
It'd be off-putting if it was Memorial Day.
Who's stopping you?
That's true. I mean, state laws. Oh, last all sports question. Gambling coming January 1st, 2023.
Yep, can't wait. Needs to be sooner.
I'm down to my last bet tonight.
Brutal.
I had someone text me today.
What are you doing with it?
I can't tell you.
What?
I can't tell you.
You gave me
I give away so many losers.
You gave me a migraine.
So many
you
losers.
Gave me a migraine hounding me because I held one pick from you.
But it was a winner. It was a winner.
And I ask, what are you doing? And you just are like, nope, can't do it.
I can't because
you crippled me for a whole day.
I tried to give people bets and they just lose. And now I'm getting called
faded. Because you're parlaying so much.
I parlayed three things that went two of three.
Still parlaying.
And also, Scotty Scheffler didn't win that one tournament when he was like minus 250.
That was tough.
Scotty golf balls.
I rode hard on
didn't
that.
Didn't you put like five units on that?
I rode hard.
Do you understand
on
that loss hurt me more than it hurt you? Or just the same because I knew that you had that many units on it?
Well, I still think I went positive that day because I went hard everywhere else. You want me to pull it up real quick?
Not really. I don't want to hear people's successes while I'm down as bad as I am. I'm literally down to one bet tonight in this hockey game.
Where is it? Scotty Chef. Still can't find. Was that?
It was,
before?
It was like multiple weeks ago, brother.
Was that before?
It was before the memorial.
Was it before? Oh, that's the Lee bet. That was a good one.
KH Lee.
Yeah, that was a good win.
Exactly. Ever since then, I've just been cold. Cold as rocks. Anyway, I had a guy text me today that's in our gambling group chat after I left it. He was like, got any winners today? He's like, you got any picks today? He's like, I'm going to fade hard. And I was like, no, I'm not going to give you picks. I can't deal with this.
I'm going to fade hard.
I'm also the only...
Like, he told you straight to your face he was just going to fade you hard?
Yes. He told me straight to my face via text, I'm fading you. Darth Vader.
I typed in last Scotty Scheffler win. I'm trying to find
I
this.
Don't care how good of a day you had. I understand
well,
you have
I want to know.
You're also keeping bets for me because I never see bets set in that group chat.
I haven't made bets this whole week.
It's literally just me firing just blanks.
I haven't made bets this whole week.
Big of you.
I just haven't.
Big of you.
I'll give you a winner tonight.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
Give it to me. I'm waiting.
Well, I haven't even looked at the board yet.
My bet's already in, so...
Oh, so you have no. Well,
I have no
why
choice.
Didn't you just lead off with that?
I just have no choice. I have to ride with what I
well,
got.
Well, you can cash out
on my bet.
Yeah, and take my winner.
I'm just gonna hope that I'm just waiting for you to say it and hope.
Charles Schwab was 2 weeks ago. That's the tournament I was looking for. Charles Schwab.
And he right? blew it. Yeah.
He blew it. Well, that guy just sunk a hell of a putt.
Yeah.
Burns.
Yeah. Burns-y? Sam Burns. He absolutely burned me. No, Rans or Bolts tonight?
Rans. It's back in the garden.
Okay. I'm on the Rans.
There you go. We're fine.
If John Cooper ruins my life tonight, then he ruins my life.
We sniffed it out. Didn't we sniff it out the last, like, we bet Rans and we, what was that last conversation we had?
We've been heavy on the unders.
Yeah.
Unders have been hitting in the series.
Big time.
Yeah. All right, that's pretty much it. Luce, you got anything you want to say, Luce? No?
No.
You got anything you want to say?
Tell your dog.
Yeah, all right, tell your dog.
You can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything, from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all. Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.